is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade, but I'm not afraid. This rover,
the DJ of the future, is going to be a respected member of the community.
Crossed over, if I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Go
music has run out.
That's out.
Hi, everybody.
Hey.
Welcome to the Large Lounge.
A little glitch in the commercial, in the business, it's spot load. Sounds kind of dirty.
Yeah.
That's what it's called. And we
better than load spot.
I see. You didn't have to do that.
What?
You're ruining my report. Well, I don't have a report. Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon.
Please visit M.
By not selling you something, but by doing a commercial simply because we had a little hiccup, and it's a long story, but we got a little bit behind, and it was a great one-liner years ago about Playboy magazine. He says, I read Playboy because, and it was, the punchline was, I got a little behind in my reading, which is kind of funny.
Yes.
Maybe not now. And speaking of that, anybody see Stephen Colbert last night?
No.
I did not.
Well, we might need to discuss that and take a couple of calls from people who did. So I won't say anything. We'll let the callers
Some
do
people
it.
On Facebook that saw it were disappointed.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. Well, let me do this and we'll talk about it. And I'm glad you said that. I had a great meeting last week with Thompson Price. And I want to share something with you. It's like I've said I'd love to get my hands on a IQ test or some sample questions of the bar exam or sample questions on the driver's test now, because it's been so long since we took a driver's test, but we'd fail it. So I know that Tom Price and his people have this pretty comprehensive process, they call it, when you go in and having a kitchen remodeled or a bathroom, and then they come out to your house. So I had him print me. This is unbelievable. When you sit down with them, you probably will have the reaction, is this all really necessary, all these questions? The answer is yes, it is necessary. For example, I'm looking at this kitchen, bath, design survey form. They ask for the customer's name, not just name, but address and phone number.
Ooh.
That's thorough. And city, state, and zip code. That's how thorough they are. I'm kidding, of course. But let me they ask things like, have you ever remodeled before? Because I think they want to know, do you have any experience having this done? Was it bad? Was it good? They want to know, because some people go into something with an attitude. It's like that bad car experience or dentist experience. You go in with an attitude because of something that happened before. So they want to know if you've ever remodeled before. And then they ask, when are you looking to start the project? When do you realistically think it should be finished? Cabinetry and hardware. They ask the potential customer to check what type they're interested in. Framed, wood, standard overlay, frameless, glaze, marginal overlay, pools, polished chrome, paint, full overlay, finger pools, laminate, inset. I don't even know what some of these things are, but that just goes to show you how many things there are on the market that you and I don't even know are out there. And once you find them, you go, whoa, I didn't even know you could do something like that. Here are the different kinds of knobs. Pull knobs, finger pull knobs, touch latch knobs. You know what a touch latch knob is? That's where you push and it pops out. It's
kind
of a catch.
And then you push it back in to lock it, right? Yeah, depressing.
A finger pool. Kind of like a magnet or something.
Yeah, a finger pool.
Yeah.
You just kind of put your finger behind some, because not everybody is able physically to open a jar. Therefore, not everybody's able to open certain drawers or cabinets. Hardware finish. Do you want polished chrome? Do you want brushed nickel? Do you want oil rub bronze? I don't know what that is. Or another. Now, they want to know your secondary activities. What are, would you consider your, not your primary, but secondary activity? Grilling, studying, eating, listening to the radio, watching television, having a wet bar, spend a lot of time there, doing laundry, computer, you know, like plants. All of this stuff, believe it or not, is what's necessary for you to end up with the perfect kitchen. Now, I have some more. I have some really interesting countertops. Granite, quartz, wood, solid surface, laminate, eased edge, bullnose edge, OGEE edge. What the heck is that? Ogee, Aji edge, triple Aji, chiseled. The point is, they know everything that's out there, and they want to make sure you have it all available to you so you can make the decisions that will lead to the perfect kitchen or bathroom. I'll do more of these later. I found them very, very interesting. But it's a process I don't think any other company will take you through. But they should. Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home. DePere showroom is about a half mile east of 270 on Manchester. ThompsonPrice.com. Stephen Colbert. I watched it until I fell asleep. And I read a review today in the paper. And what's funny is, from what I can tell, most of the critics gave him high marks. I think there are certain people in show business that are on that A-list. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Where even if they do something mediocre, they have critics in their back pocket somehow.
Oh, yeah.
And
well,
they,
especially if they were huge fans of his previous show,
yes,
they're going to give him higher marks, yeah, regardless.
Now, I'll give you an example. I read an article this morning, and it said, and then Colbert did a bit with Clooney that was, and here's the word, hilarious. Well, here was the bit. He hands George Clooney a belated wedding gift in a Tiffany's box, you know, that light blue box.
Right.
And Clooney opens it up, and it's a paperweight. It kind of looks like a hockey puck.
Yeah.
And it's inscribed, and it says, "I don't know you." That was the hilarious bit.
That was it?
I don't know you?
Yeah, meaning he had George Clooney out as his first guest, but he says, "I'm not ever going to be one of those guys that pretends we're good friends. We really don't even know each other. So here." And it was the thing that said, "I don't know you." And the article, the review of the, I read, said it was hilarious.
That sounds
that's
hilarious.
It's not hilarious. So I don't know. I felt, honest to goodness, I fell asleep. And I kind of wake up and catch you a little bit. I never left. And when he came out, when they, Stephen Colbert, da, 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 the music, he came out high kicking like the Rockettes, doing a silly, and right away, what did I use yesterday as the
silly
word? Silly. And the first thing he did was just completely silly to me,
yeah,
and ridiculous. So I don't know if he's going to be any good. I'll give it, and maybe I should wait a couple of weeks, because you can't judge anything. I don't
by
think
its first
fairly
night or first week. Well,
let's go back to July 1997, our first day on this show. My goodness, we were horrible. No, wait. No, we're exactly like we are now.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Okay, forget that. That's not a good example. But I don't think it's right to write somebody off and say, forget it, not going to be any good. Maybe they'll fine-tune it and tweak it. It's him. I don't get him.
I don't.
Maybe
I
will.
I don't understand him either. And I think he's one of those guys that has that sense of humor that people think that they should laugh at. You know what I mean?
No, I do, because it makes you seem intellectual somehow.
Yeah, yeah. And it's like, if you look at it, I look at it, and I don't get some of the stuff. It's like, I don't understand.
Well, if anybody else saw it, please call and just give me your take on it, because I can't really be fair about it, because I did not see 90% of it. I started, fell asleep, woke up, finally went to bed, because what I did see wasn't enough to make me try to stay awake.
I saw the very end when he said good night. They came back from a commercial, and he said good night, and then the next scene was him in a locker room, and wasn't that Jimmy Fallon
I guess that's hilarious.
I think it was either Jimmy Fallon or a guy that looked like Jimmy Fallon. He said, good night, Jimmy, and he said, good night.
Okay, now what I think is probably interesting is I call it silly. There was nobody sillier early than Dave Letterman. Dave Letterman was silly. Remember that?
Yeah,
he
sure
did silly, stupid stuff, and I thought it was hilarious. So silly in itself isn't something I have a problem with. I guess it's just the way he does it and his form of silliness. So whatever. If you saw it and you want to comment on it, 314-969-KTRS, 888-550-KTRS. I got a feeling most people listening didn't even see it. And I feel bad for people like Seth. What's he on, 2 in the morning or something? I mean, who can watch these shows?
No, it's only 11:30.
At 11:30.
Oh, that's it?
It's on after The Tonight Show.
Okay, yeah. Who's on really, really late, who to me doesn't have a chance when you're on that?
There's not, because even, Jimmy Kimmel is 10:30 now.
I got to tell you something. I find Kimmel really entertaining.
Yeah,
I like Jimmy Kimmel.
He's come away on his show.
But he's on 11:30.
I don't know who the guy is that's on right after.
James Corden is on after.
He's the British guy.
Yeah. Right? I don't.
I don't think there's anybody on really late anymore.
No, but he came out. Has he been on for a long time?
Like a year?
James Corden?
No. Not even a year. Probably no. 6 months, maybe.
He came out and he was talking about Colbert and how great it is to follow him. And he was making jokes that were just horrible.
He's British.
I know, but they were just horrendous. They were just, and the crowd.
They're
is
not
just,
funny. Those British people aren't funny. I don't think. Hey, grab me a couple of these calls. We got a bunch of
the
calls.
The crowd was just laughing their butts off.
All right, we got call. Dan's going to grab some calls. Give me a couple of names. 314-969-KTRS, 888-550-KTRS. Fallon is smart to me. He's a smart host because he himself is not that funny, Jimmy Fallon. He's not, but he's real smart about how to do bits and skits and impressions, but he doesn't say things that make me just, you know, roll on the floor laughing. All right, we'll take a couple of calls and see what people thought about Stephen Colbert, which ought to be pronounced Colbert, by the way. I don't know what that's about. And maybe he's just great. I don't get it. Hello, Jim. No, I'm sorry, wrong line. This is Jim. Hello, Jim. How are you?
Hello?
Yes, sir. Jim, right?
Yes, Jim, AM and PM.
Thank
I haven't
you.
Called for years.
Thank you, Jim. What happened? Why didn't you call us?
Well, I figured you got tired of me.
No, we don't get tired of listeners. Are you kidding me? What's going on?
Hey, I haven't heard you guys talk about this James Corden guy. He took whose place did he take?
We just mentioned Corden's name a couple of times here a while ago. I haven't seen him, but I did
Scottish
see.
Guy.
Beyond, what was the thing you sent me? Oh, when Corden.
John Oliver.
No, that was John Oliver. See, I get these guys all mixed up. Isn't Oliver British?
Yes.
Well, that's the other thing I don't get is when did all the
Craig
British.
Craig Ferguson?
He's Scottish.
Yeah, he's the one that James Corden.
When
took
did all
over
these
from.
British people take over late night? No, I haven't seen Corden. I don't know. Anything
well, I did. I hated Ferguson, and I don't. I have a thing about. I'm sorry. I can't stand to hear a British accent. But the reason I'm calling about him is I've been in music all my life, and I'm a baby boomer. You know, I'm in the band like Dan is. And
oh no, you're not in a band like Dan is. You're probably in a lesser band.
Yeah,
not nearly as talented. But go ahead. Go ahead.
So I have a question for Dan. If you, I want to let the kid out of the bag because I'm sure I'm right. When he comes on and they every time and they put the camera on the so-called band, that girl is not playing bass and the guitar player is not playing guitar. They are not even playing. They're faking it. Dan, watch the bass player. I'm sure you'll agree. Let me know. She's not playing, and neither is a guitar player. I think the only ones that are playing are the keyboard player and the drummer, and the rest of it is just tracks. And the keyboard player probably, you know, obviously plays along with it.
And this is cool.
It looks to me like there's not even any strings on that jazz master he's playing.
All right, Jim, this is Corden you're talking about, right?
Yeah, they're not playing.
Oh, with
the,
that guy?
The girl and the bass player and the keyboard player. They're faking it.
Dan, you guys will have to watch it.
Yeah, I'll have to watch it. All I saw was that guy with the great big afro, that huge afro. He was singing.
He's a character. But when Corden first came on, my sister called me, thought he was hilarious, and I'm like, okay, I'll watch it. But nah, I don't get it. What's his name? Colbert. I don't get him. I didn't like Ferguson.
All right, Jim, let me ask you a question.
Jay Leno.
Let me ask you a question. As a musician, and tell me if you think this is possible. I watch some performers, and I, honest to goodness, if they're the lead performer like Toby Keith or something, I think the guitar is as much a prop as anything else. I don't think it's mic'd very well, maybe not at all. I think it's a great prop because I'm telling you, I've seen some people that are really pretty good singers, but they never allow you to hear them break away on their own and play. I think it's because they know three chords.
If they're playing a box rhythm guitar, they're just up there just, you know, playing simple chords. I mean, there aren't no difficult chords in country music anyway.
Yeah, but I think a country music performer without a guitar, it's like without a cowboy hat. They seem kind of
naked. Exactly.
Yeah. All right.
Right.
Hey, good call. Dan will watch Corden, and he'll come back and give you his take on it. So keep listening, okay?
Okay, guys. Have a good day.
Thank you, Jim. I told this story before. When I was a kid, and I don't even know how I noticed this because I'm not musical at all. I don't play anything. That Lawrence Welk show that everybody my age's parents watched.
Yeah, and grandparents.
I told my mother, because my mother played the piano, I said, they're not playing. And she said, what are you talking about? And I said, they're not playing. Joanne Castle at the piano, she's faking it. That music is recorded. And she said, why would you say anything like that? And I said, because I'm right. If you watch closely, you'll eventually catch a little hiccup on the lip syncing or something. And I think it really upset her because
she wanted to believe,
that all those people in the Lawrence Welk band were all playing live. It was all pre-recorded. And then years later, I read an article by somebody who was in that Lawrence Welk band that sure enough, they would do a rehearsal, they run through, and then they record all the music, and then just, what would be the term, not lip-syncing, but fake playing.
Yeah, basically, that's what it is.
Play syncing, or whatever it would be. And that way, it's always perfect. There's never missed. And if you think about it, all those Lawrence Welk shows, and nobody ever missed
right.
Nobody screwed up, nobody had to start over. Well, yeah, it had to be pre-done. Let me see, Mike is right here. Hello, Mike, how are you?
I'm doing fantastic. I'm AM into PM.
That's why you're fantastic. What can we do for you?
I just wanted to call and let you know. I tried to watch that program last night, and I turned it off real quick.
Yeah,
it got so bad, it was pitiful.
I do think there are certain people we don't get, meaning if you're over 40 or 50, we don't get it.
I'm well over that. So.
Yeah. Well, I'm not alone then.
No.
Did you like Letterman?
Letterman's okay. I would like to go back and watch Johnny Carson.
Well, we all would. Every old person would. But that's never going to happen.
But Letterman's okay. Jay Leno was okay. But this new group they got coming in now is quite different.
Yeah, well,
but
a lot of it's
again,
just being old.
The younger people are the ones going to be paying the bills more than I am, probably.
There you go. Thank you, Mike.
That's what they're looking at. Thank you very much.
All right.
And you have a great, wonderful weekend.
You too. That was nice. And it's only Wednesday.
Right.
And he's wishing us a wonderful weekend. This is David. David, how are you?
I'm doing well, Frank. How are you doing?
I'm fantastic. What can we do for you?
I am AM and a PM.
There you go.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah. I've been waiting for 24 hours to hear Dan finish his big-ass story. Can I say that?
Yeah,
sorry.
You just
I apologize if
no,
I can't.
You just
people
did.
Yesterday, yeah.
To do what? Finish
Dan
my big-ass story?
Big-ass story.
Yeah, he didn't finish it yesterday.
Now, what was the story yesterday?
The story was we were at a restaurant. I was with my girlfriend,
Sandy.
Oh,
the waitress.
And her daughter, and her daughter, Lauren. And there was really nothing to finish. It was Lauren, my girlfriend's daughter, said, it's a big-ass chicken, a big-ass piece of
now,
chicken.
How old is she?
She's 30.
Oh, she's not a little kid.
No, no.
I was going to say, if a little kid said that, you hey, watch your language.
Right.
No, no. So we were just talking. Just,
she had had the chicken before. She just knew.
Yeah, and she just said it's a really big piece of chicken. So she just said big-ass chicken. So I took that and ran with it, and everything became big-ass.
And
so
you said to the waitress, you've got a really big ass?
No, no, I didn't say that to her.
Oh, that's good.
I said, we'd like
you can't do that.
I did say we'd like some big-ass chicken, and then we'd like some big-ass, I'd like a big-ass glass of tea, and... And then the waitress played along, and she came back. This was the final thing.
You know, I'd done if I were her. Here's a really big-ass check
for
you.
That's what she said. She came back, and she put the bill down, and she goes, here's a big-ass check for you. And she goes, oh, that's the wrong one. That's the people, the a party of six, like, behind us. And it was a big-ass check. So
yeah,
she gave us
the
right
big-ass tip.
So, David, what were you looking for, the end of the story?
I was looking for the end of the story.
I think that's it.
Wow.
That was the end. The waitress gave us a big-ass check. That's what she said. But
I've waited all my life to say this. That was a great story.
Thank you, David.
Yeah.
Well, call anytime, David.
You better hear it twice. Then.
Thank you, David. Smartass.
And David expanded on, it. We normally just say, hey, good story. He was a great story.
Yeah.
It's Deborah's turn. Hello, Deborah.
Hey, Frank, I'm like you. I was kind of in and out of it, but I wanted to try to see the show. It was so hyped.
No, Deborah, you wanted to see it because George Clooney was on it.
Well, I missed him. I fell asleep on that part. I saw the end, okay? Yeah. And here's my take on it. That Colbert was interviewing Jeb Bush, and all he did was talk over the guy. Did you notice that? He didn't let the guy finish, and then he'd be talking to I thought he's a terrible interviewer.
And you know, Bill O'Reilly does that, and so some people don't know how to shut up and let the other person talk. And I think in Colbert's defense last night, imagine how nervous he was. This is the first show. Yeah, the very first show coming in behind Letterman. I think that's absolutely what it was. He's trying too hard.
But I'd love to know what Dan thought of the musical group at the end, because I thought they were really good.
He didn't see it. He didn't see it.
Oh, he didn't see
Dan,
it at
you
all?
Dan, you didn't see Colbert, did you?
No, I didn't.
No, he didn't see it last time.
I saw the very last part when he came back and said goodbye.
Yeah, oh, that's a good story.
And one other thing. I do love Kimmel when I can stay up, manage to stay up, and I think Jimmy Fallon is a heck of a nice guy, but I think it's a boring show. But I'm in the minority on that, I'm sure. But anyway, that's my two cents. Anyway.
Right. Deborah, thank you for the call.
Oh, yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, well, you did it. Thank you.
Bye.
If I were Colbert's people, I don't know if I would have scheduled a politician on his first night.
No,
since
because
that,
it sets a tone.
This is going to be all political like his, what he did before.
I agree.
I would have stayed away from that.
Because we got enough of that. We have enough political shows. Hey, it must be Ladies' Day. Here's Patty. Hello, Patty.
Hi, Frank.
How are you?
I want to put a positive spin on it because most people call when they have a negative reaction. Okay. I love Stephen Colbert. I wouldn't have missed his show that he used to have on Comedy Central.
And maybe part of my problem is I never saw
good. It was not good.
Oh, okay. So you're a person that likes him and you still didn't think last night was good.
I love him. He is probably only appeals to certain people. He is kind of intellectual. He's extremely political. In fact, he told Jeb Bush last night, he said, there's zero chance I'll ever vote for you, which, of course, is true. He's a liberal Democrat.
Yeah, and that's fine.
But I think, I think you're right about the first show. They're nervous. They're trying to do things different. They're trying to do things the same. They don't know what to do. I thought his band was great.
He'll find his way, but he even looks intellectual to me. Colbert
He's really smart.
Yeah, well.
But he has that Irish dry wit, and a lot of people, they don't like that. You know, they don't get it, whatever.
Now, he doesn't have any accent, right, Colbert?
No,
he's
Canadian,
he's
right?
From Middle America. Well, I can't remember.
But it's interesting. You were a big fan of his other show, and Peon said probably those are the people who will, no matter what, be rooting for him again. Okay, that was great. You say no. You like what he did better before.
Well,
I think that
his show, if I were predicting, will turn out to be good because he is very funny.
And he's smart.
And he's very creative.
They'll figure
and
it out.
I like his politics, so I'm going to have it recorded every night. I might be like I do with Jimmy Kimmel, turn it off after his monologue and his bits because the guests are boring.
Well, what's going to happen is he's going to take from other shows and copy it. I'm going to tell you something. Jay Leno, to me, got very, very boring until he started copying Letterman, going out on the street. You know, that was all Letterman stuff. And the Leno's people realized, hey, this is funny, and it works, so we'll do it too. And I think that'll happen with Colbert.
Well, Stephen Colbert can be very silly. Very silly.
Yeah.
He's kind of, in a way, he's kind of like Jimmy Fallon, whom I do not like. I mean, I like him, but I think his show is horrible. But he will come out of nowhere and do some goofy bit and sing or be with a, you know, some singer and do a duet. He can be a little bit crazy, and he doesn't seem like he would be, especially on his other show where he played the conservative character.
Yeah. Well, we'll give him some other chances. I appreciate the feedback, Patty.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Nice voice. Patty had a very,
yeah,
a very nice voice. You need anything painted, primarily your home? You people with brick houses go, well, we don't need paint. We have brick. Yes, you do. Whatever you call that area up above the brick, I've still never really known what that is, a fascia or whatever that is. There's always that wooden area. Maybe you have a deck, and there's some stuff to be painted. How about the inside of your house? Has anybody got an interior that doesn't need painted? Maybe if you're wallpaper, don't you still have to paint the ceiling? Do people paper the ceiling? I think they used to. I think people.
Oh, I don't know.
Well, paper
I think
a ceiling? Paper,
yeah, I think there are people that have papered the ceiling.
I don't
ceiling.
Know if I've ever seen that.
Not a good idea, I would think, because if it starts coming loose, it's going to start hanging down, look like the ceiling of some cave, those stalactites or whatever they're called. The paper days are over. It's all about painting. And whether you need the inside or the outside painting, I would highly recommend, and so would the people that have emailed me who have used them, Precision Coatings. Precision Coatings will give you a free estimate. They'll do color consulting with you, whether it's the inside or the outside. Power washing if you need it, and sometimes you may not know you need it, but if you want something painted outside, a lot of times it has to be power washed to be painted properly. Bad painters will just paint over and not strip what's on there that should come off with power washing. Deck refurbishing, big part of their business. People love their decks. They love their patios. They love their porches. But you can't keep putting a lot of people on the deck if it's not in good shape, because you know what's going to happen, and you've seen it on the news when those decks collapse and it's not pretty. People falling on top of other people. Sometimes they die, go to the hospital. You don't need that. You don't need that lawsuit. Make sure the deck is in good shape. They refurbish decks all the time. They are Precision Coatings. So if you need something painted or a deck refurbished, here's the number, 636-244-5243. I'll do it again, 636-244-5243. Or you can always go, as with every other advertiser on this show that I speak for, go to frankopinion.com, enter the site, click on sponsors, and there they are. And by the way, it'll link you to their own site, which is a beautiful website, Precision Coatings.
Meep, meep.
Let's see how traffic looks. Here's Tim Wiley.
All right. Well, the baseball game just got over with, so the mad rush is about to begin. Right now, it's still pretty decent. We've got just slow traffic on westbound 40 between Hampton and McCausland. You're a little bit heavy between Spady and Highway 270 on the ramp to southbound 270. And on eastbound 270, a little bit slow right at Lindbergh, and again from 170 through New Florissant. And this traffic report brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. It is so fast, accurate, and easy that it takes the hassle out of taking a temperature. Every new parent should have one. Pick one up at your local club, warehouse, or other fine retailers today. From the Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Live and local.
The Big 550 KTRS.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away 5,000 free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-319-5269. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times. But I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, And so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-319-5269. 1-800-319-5269.
If you're suffering with hearing loss and you don't want to hear more clearly again, cover your ears. Because I'm about to offer everyone who's listening an absolutely risk-free trial of a life-changing hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. We'll even give you free shipping and free batteries for life. So if you're still listening, call now. 1-800-500-3112. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. And you can adjust Listen Clear to find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. So if you're ready to hear more clearly again, let us give you a 100% risk-free home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-500-3112. That's 1-800-500-3112. 1-800-500-3112.
Be honest. Will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait until you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-514-1933. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-514-1933. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-514-1933. That's 1-800-514-1933.
Since 1974, homeowners in the greater St. Louis area have trusted PermaJack more than any other contractor when their house is settling or if they have bowing and buckling walls. But who do you call when you notice water in the basement? Well, it's also PermaJack. The representatives at PermaJack are extremely knowledgeable in all aspects of foundation repair, including leaky basements. PermaJack provides permanent solutions to all your nagging water problems, whether it's a simple crack repair or a comprehensive drain system. They will make sure your basement remains dry, and they'll back it up with a written guarantee. So for home settling problems, bowing and buckling walls, or if you have a leaky basement, call the company St. Louis has trusted for over 30 years, PermaJack. Call PermaJack today at 636-225-2553. That's 636-225-2553. Family owned and operated since 1974. When your building needs a helping hand, solid as a rock. PermaJack, 636-225-2553.
Listen each week to the Financial Safari with local retirement coach Jerry Means. Jerry says the best place to start when putting together a plan is to have the right definition of diversifying.
We have a lot of people come in. They do own small cap, mid cap, large cap, but they have all their money in stocks. And we think you should diversify among stocks, bonds, mutual funds, annuities. You know, it all boils down to the fact that all of the pieces of the financial puzzle need to fit together.
That's the Financial Safari, Sunday mornings at 10 on the Big 550 KTRS.
This is Larry Connors. I want to remind you, this is a good time to call John Beal and have our professionals take a look at your roof. Get any issues fixed before we get heavy thunderstorms. And John Beal has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And with John Beal, you get our low price guarantee. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Get booked on the schedule before the bad weather. Call the roofing company I'm proud to endorse. Call my friend, John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Win up to $1 million during Million Dollar Football Fury at Hollywood Casino St. Louis with 10 winners every hour from 6 to 10 p.m. each Friday in September.
Do you think Social Security will just be a source of income? Think again. Discover how it impacts your investments, risk, taxes, and more on America's Wealth Management Show this Saturday afternoon at 1 right here on 550 KTRS.
Is this Zamfir?
No.
Remember that guy?
Pan flute?
Oh, my goodness.
Remember those commercials?
Yes.
Yeah, the pan flute.
Jeez.
jam beer. There was Smith Whitman.
And the pan flute was just one of those bamboo-looking things that was long on one end and short on the other. And it was like those orange things, wax things we used to eat after we played.
Oh, yeah, I remember
that. Those things?
Yeah.
What happened? How did oh, is this the pan flute? Oh, man, listen to this. Imagine going to see this guy in concert.
You've heard his hauntingly beautiful music in movies, on radio and TV.
What?
He's sold over 20 million records.
20 million records around the world.
His name is Zamfir.
Zamfir.
Master of the pan flute.
Master of the pan
instrument with the unforgettable sound. Now in his magnificent all-new collection. Zamfir plays the world's most
every song sounds just like this. And don't miss his opening act, Kenny G. Wow. How much of this could you take?
Oh, man. No, that's enough.
Well, hey, 20 million people bought it.
Ugh.
Bought the pan flute. Give me 1 second here. We'll go back to the phones if you want. Windoworld. Windoworld.com. Actually, it's windoworldstlouis.com. I think that's one of those things you put off to the very last minute. I mean, the last thing you want to do is buy windows. It's just, I call them grudge purchases. I heard somebody use that expression years ago, and I thought that's perfect. Grudge purchase. It may not even be a correct use of the word grudge, but it's like, you got to be kidding me. I got to get a new compressor for my refrigerator. That's not fun. Although without it, nothing's going to be cold. And of course, without decent windows, you're going to be paying more than you should in utility bills because when it's hot outside, the hot air is creeping inside. Same with cold in the winter. You need to put an end to that. Windoworld can do that. They're very tidy. They use their own people. They work efficiently and quickly. And you cannot beat the price when you consider you're buying the best-selling replacement window in the United States. $189 per window. There are some other companies that sell windows for that same price. They're not the same window. They're just the same price. Locally owned. A couple of great guys, Jim and John, on the Window World franchise in the St. Louis area and Metro East. So if it is time for windows, you know our routine. Here it is. It's always the same. We don't tell you what to do. We just ask you, as someone who's AM and the PM, who wants to see this show continue to be on the air, you know, like when Channel 9 comes on and they go, without your support, we wouldn't be able to bring it. Well, that's exactly the case here. Without you supporting our advertisers, the large morning show in the afternoon goes away. So please consider Window World. I think you'll be very glad you did. WindowWorldSt.Louis.com. We got a couple of calls. We'll talk to Wayne. Wayne, how are you?
I'm AM and the PM.
Well, thank you for that. What can we do for you, Wayne?
And I'm one of your oldest or longest listeners. I go back to when you used to come up from the basement were married to Fran.
That would be the very early days and the very beginning. You're right.
Great. I wanted to ask you if you happen to view a movie. It's called Monster Ball with Billy Bob Thornton.
Yes.
And Halle Berry.
I remember watching it. I don't remember much about it. I have a horrible memory. But I do remember that I saw it.
She was topless in that movie.
Yeah.
I don't think I saw
to watch
movie.
It again.
I don't think I saw the movie. I think I just saw that scene.
I need to watch that again.
Well, throughout the movie, my wife fast forward through some areas so my wife wouldn't see it. Because, you know, I run my house.
Of course you do. All true AM and the PMers do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have a good day.
You too. Thank you. I think Wayne just wanted to call and make it clear he's the king of his castle.
Yeah.
Yes.
Really the only reason
and the longest listener.
And he also reminded I did see Monsters Ball, but there are movies that I see. I have no recollection. It'd be like watching it all over again. And someday we'll talk about this memory thing. It's really very serious, and we think that it has to do with a medication that I took many, many, many years ago, and it just took a chunk out of my whatever part of the brain is the memory. And I'll give you a quick example of how embarrassing it is. I had about 4 weeks ago, some fiberglass work done on a boat. And 2 days ago, I'm talking to Ronnie the Rat, longtime friend of mine, lives at Lake of the Ozarks. And this, now keep in mind, I'm talking to him either 2 or 3 days ago about something that happened maybe four, the most 5 weeks ago. And I said, man, I found the greatest fiberglass place. If you ever need work, I said, I had a little issue. And he said, I took you there to pick it up. I have no memory of that. And that was 4 or 5 weeks ago. I mean, it's weird. So I guess the difference between these people with serious dementia and Alzheimer's is they don't know they have it. I actually know that I have these blank spots in these holes. That's embarrassing. It's embarrassing when you say to somebody, and there's another thing that happened. We don't have a lot of friends because of my wife.
Right.
And there are a couple of couples that we'll do something with 2 or 3 times a year. And I asked this one couple last year, I said, some weekend, we'd love for you to come with us to the lake and just hang out at the lake. And he just looked at her and looked at me and said, we've been to your house. And it was honestly like 6 months before. They had been and spent the whole weekend. Now, I'm telling you, that's embarrassing. So if I meet you folks somewhere and we met previously and it's something I should remember, please forgive me. I'm not being a jerk. I just have it is embarrassing. And I don't think there's much you can do about it. Talk to a couple of doctors, and sometimes that's what happens when the wrong medication gets a hold of you. Randy, how are you?
Hey, how's it going, gang? I'm Frank.
Andy, what's going on?
I got 3 questions.
All right, fire away.
First of all, I'm AM and PM.
Thank you. Thank you.
The first question I think is for Dan. What's up, Dan?
Dan, he said, "What's up?"
Yes,
said,
what's up,
Dan?
Hi,
you're
Randy.
Not very friendly, Dan. To
no,
listen.
No,
you're mean.
I know he's busy answering the phone. Hey, Dan, real quick, do you know if Jay Farner is related to Mark?
I do not.
All right.
Mark Farner was in Grand Funk.
Correct.
Yes.
Very good.
Was in what?
Grand Funk Railroad.
Okay.
The band.
Music talk.
I'm not
right.
Sure. No, I don't know.
These guys are talking music talk. All right. So question number two.
Number two, Frank, how's your finger?
What do you mean?
Well, last week you were walking us through a visualization, and it's some kind of pitch for a commercial or something, and you snapped your finger. I said, oh, boy, I bet that hurt. You snapped your finger. You didn't snap your fingers. I thought, well, dang. Well, he really wants to make these commercials. He snapped a finger just to make that commercial.
It's fine. Question number three.
Are we still on? Are we going back to the old format yet?
What's the old format?
Dad, your memory is bad. Where it used to be funny.
No, we're never going back to that.
Oh,
no.
Awesome. Dang it.
It didn't work out for us.
Hey, yeah, funny names. What's the last one? I used to work with a
By the
lady,
way, you're, contrib- you're, last, you're making a great matter. Contribution toward our not being funny. I'm sorry, what?
Her husband, this lady I used to work with, her husband worked at a tractor supply store in Forth, and his name was Michael Hunt.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. I mean, anybody knows that Art's mower supply, Michael Hunt works there.
Mm-hmm.
He's one of the salesmen.
Okay. There are several people named Mike Paws Hunt. I personally know. No, it's not, because we're not doing funny stuff anymore.
Yeah.
I thought so. Now, last week, because I'll tell you why. Because last week, what was it, Monday, a gal called in, and she was stalking you. So it went, you know, after that, then it was all talk about that, nothing funny. And then Tuesday, you guys were talking about, like, shootings and stuff like that. Of course, everybody called in.
Mm-hmm.
And I could tell that. You know, I'm speaking for the rest of your audience, and we like funny. I mean, when y'all first rolled out, it was, you know, you used to say, you know, something funny or talk about, look, we're here to talk about funny stuff and not talk about politics or any of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it just seems like we're kind of drifting that way,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it's just, you know, not as funny. And I think some of these people, like you used to have on the show, like Reggie.
Mm-hmm.
And who's that lady?
Bernice. Yeah.
Oh, they died.
Oh, they died.
I got a feeling they didn't die. You probably just ran out of money and couldn't pay them to be on the show anymore.
Well, we didn't pay Bernice. I did pay Reggie, but we never paid Bernice. We paid her in the end when she got real sick. We made her a nice little gift from our audience. Well, I'm really sorry the show's not funny anymore, but you've done a great job today helping us keep it that
way.
Well,
and then Thursday. What are you doing on Thursdays now? I'm calling in, and it's some kind of different show or what's going on with that?
No, for the 4 o'clock hour, we have Scott Sherman because a lot of people have legal questions and they can't afford to ask a lawyer. They can't afford to hire a lawyer even for a couple of simple questions. And from the email I'm getting, people really appreciate it. And if you listen to it, it's actually really informative. You learn a lot about the law.
I tried, and I thought about sending an email, but I didn't want to be a puss like some of these other people.
Well, you can't send an email. You have to call Scott tomorrow.
I'm talking about telling you that we need to get back on the old format. This, you know, the McGraw's Clause is going on over there. It's like, sounds like all the shows are sounding the same now.
Well, you don't speak for many people, because if you did, I'd be getting lots of emails saying what you're saying, but I appreciate the feedback.
Well, I mean, I've got some guts to call, and you got some chickens that are sending in the emails, and then think about the percentage of people ain't sending nothing.
Well,
I mean,
it doesn't take guts to call. Randy.
I mean, come on. We're here to get
Randy,
some laughs, you know?
Randy, if you don't find anything funny about this show, there are plenty of other things to listen to. And by the way, you can't be funny 100% of the time. Nobody
Oh,
has.
I get that, Frank. I've been listening to you for a long time and the ups and downs. I'm just noticing a trend.
Well, you're
know,
the only
I mean,
one.
Less humor. You don't do the outdoor segment anymore. It's like,
Randy. There's nothing. There's nothing we can do that will ever make every listener completely happy. It's impossible. I've been doing this a long time.
Right, but I'm pretty observant, and I can tell. I mean, I tried to. I listened all last week, and it just seemed like the percentage of shows was more instructional, informational, and it was very little humor. And I just wanted to put that out there. All right,
my email it reflects a different reaction, but thank you, Randy.
God bless y'all, and
you too.
Keep it up, man.
He just said keep it up, and he told us we weren't funny anymore, and they said keep it up.
I'm conflicted now.
I am, too. I'm confused. He confused me. Still a little American Equity Mortgage business. We'll take a break. We come back. It's Wednesday. Dr. Doug. I wonder if he's tired of Dr. Doug. Now, what's interesting is when the phones all light up, I mean, they all light up, and people that have pets want questions, what are you supposed to do? Shut those people down? I don't think so. American Equity Mortgage has made this show possible, or helped make it possible, longer than any other single advertiser, 23 years. And what they do is in their name. Mortgage, American Equity Mortgage. They're in the mortgage business, but they're in more than just that. You can go to American Equity Mortgage, and they can help you greatly, and you're not even looking to them. Maybe you might own your house outright. You might be old enough that you've paid it off. You can still use American Equity Mortgage, and here's how. Because when you go to borrow money, there are two ways to do it, the dumb way and the smart way. The dumb way is high interest rate. Smart way is low interest rate, and that's what you can do because you are a homeowner with equity. You need some money for something, and you want to borrow it right.